This is Harry Hogg Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about all the news from free agency.
And there's a lot.
We probably won't even talk about all of it. This and so much more. Live with Aaron and John. Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yo, what's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody. Harry Hogg Football, episode numero 602, I believe, if that's right up there at the top. Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Where do we start?
The last hour, we just traded Sam Howell, who was our starter last year. And Curtis Samuel signed with the Buffaloes.
I didn't even hear about that until you just told me before we hit go on this thing.
Off. Yeah, dude. He's gone. Like, there was this whole thing where they said he was going to Kansas City, but nope, he's going to Buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I should have known.
Crazy.
I should have known, dude, crazy. Because in case you guys... I forget who posted this in the Discord room, but... If you go to ourlads.com, it's like they have up to the second roster information on there.
Our lads.
Our lad. It must be like a soccer. Sorry.
Football. Like it could be. It website. Could be like yeah. It could be European. Like it sounds like it's English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me turn off my speakers there. Okay. So yeah, breaking.
Breaking on top of breaking. Dude, we signed Efe Obada. Like, one of the very, very few of our, 23 undrafted free agents that we had?
Yeah. Right. I like Efe Obada. I thought he was going to be a casualty.
He's not David Bada.
They're one dude. They're one in the same. David Bada has been a casualty. Dude, I'm looking at ourlads.com. Do you want to hear the casualties that have either been cut or just haven't been re-signed by us?
We had like 20-something free agents. Like, and I think we've brought back three.
We've brought back three. Jeremy Reeves.
Yes, that's a good one. That's a good
F.E.
one.
Efe Obada.
All pro. Okay, cool.
Jamison Crowder.
Jamison Crowder's back. That's awesome.
You want to hear the other guys that are not brought back?
Yes, I want to go through the whole list of the people of all these guys because you know that Peters and DQ were looking at this roster of quitters because if you watched those games last year and we watched every single one of them,
they were like,
most of these guys are quitters.
Dude, do you think they were sitting around a darkened room with a film projector with like a bucket full of banquet beer? And we're watching all the games from last year, and we're like, dude, these guys suck. These guys freaking suck. I thought they were bad when they played us, but they've sucked the whole year.
I guess you could argue that the Carolina Panthers are worse, and everyone wants to get out of Carolina Panthers territory because those guys, like that new David Tepper guy that bought the team, He's the new Dan Snyder of everything, and man, bless those guys, but they should have stayed Redskins fans.
Yeah,
or Commanders fans.
Screw them. They jumped ship in 1995, so they're on their own. No Panthers fans. No Panthers fans.
Aaron's like, screw you, dudes.
No, anyone that jumped ship when the Panthers, I don't care if you did live in North Carolina, you were a Redskins fan, and you jumped ship and became a Panthers fan, you don't change teams. You don't change teams. You just don't do it. Here's what I have to say about those guys, and don't even bother coming back to us now. Now that your team is like worse than us,
dude, there are exceptions to doing that. When you get a team, like if you live in Charlotte and they suddenly get a team, you can go to that team if you want.
What's the radius of allowable team swapping.
Ooh, and is the radius around that, like, is it around, like, say, San Francisco, or is it around, like, Santa Clara, where the stadium is, which is, like an hour away? And so does it become an expanded radius, or? I don't know, man.
No, so what happens? All right, so the people that live in Charlotte, when they jumped ship to become Panthers fan in 1995.
At their own team.
How far around Charlotte are they allowed to jump ship without taking flack for being unloyal?
I'd give him out to, like, Hickory.
I'd give him 50, dude, miles. Also, 50 miles.
You also have to leave, like, the whole, like up in the mountains, like, where Brad Johnson? Yeah, he was a huge Redskins fan growing up, and I believe he grew up in, like, Black Mountain. Like
he
in
did.
The mountain.
Right by Asheville.
Yeah, he's out that way.
But you know who didn't jump ship? Dell Jr.
Dell Jr.
My cousin?
Yeah. That's right, he is your cousin.
He is from North Carolina, and he didn't jump ship, no matter how bad we got.
He did not, and he really is a true fan to have gone through all the stuff that we've gone through. But we're not going to go into all this Dan Snyder crap. We're going to go into the new thing with Peters, Dairy Queen, Dan Quinn, Quinn, and we're going to go through all these dudes that we've signed. We signed so many dudes.
Dude, it's like, gosh. The veil has been lifted, and they brought adults came into the room and looked at the roster and were like, these guys freaking suck. Why would we re-sign them? Cameron Curl, he was a good player, but it's like, dude, do you know how many safeties are out here right now? Like, all these guys, like, and it made me just think about how bad our team's been and how much how much value we put on dudes that actually play decent on our team. Like, dudes that play decent on our team, we have up here where the rest of the league has them, like, right here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are people that played for our team last year that did not belong in the NFL. Like, would only play in the NFL with, like, us.
In the Panthers.
Maybe Cleveland, the Jets, all the teams that we always like to downgrade.
Not Cleveland anymore. They're better than us.
They are, surprisingly.
Not anymore, there. Not anymore. We're back. We're back, dudes. All right, let's check this out. I swear, Kenny Ken has been in the Discord room from like 5 a.m. until midnight every day since...
arms, man, multiple babies on each arm, just like typing away.
He's got like three babies in this arm and a beer typing with the other hand. That's Kenny Ken. And I tell you one thing, if you guys are if any of you guys out there listening or watching are not in the Discord room, you need to join it. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. These dudes that are in here have the breaking news before any news agency. I can't explain it. Like, you were telling me yesterday, you were like, I forget, was it the Bobby Wagner news or something else? So I was like, dude, it's already been in our Discord for like 5 minutes, and you're like, I don't see it anywhere. And then you're like, oh wait, SI just reported it. And I was like, we're first.
You told me about it.
We're first.
You told me about it. We were first. Yeah. Harry Hog football was first. These guys
are all over it. I don't know how they do it. They have to be like watching screens with like every news agency and every Twitter feed, like Bobby Wagner, and they like type it in. It's crazy. It's awesome though.
Dude,
I love it.
How did we sign Bobby Wagner? I know Bobby Wagner is not at the pinnacle of his career. He's on the downside. I get it. And his contract is incentive laden because, I mean, he's old. He's played for 12 years already.
Yeah, but he's bad.
Dude is a beast.
He's a bad man.
Why would he sign with Washington? Because Peters knew him.
No, because Dan Quinn worked with him in Seattle.
In Seattle. Man, yeah. Like back in like 2012 or something like that.
Dude, and he's freaking good. Who was it that was in here and everyone was joking him because they were like, is he even still any good? And it was like, oh no, dude, he sucks. He's bad. Now, I have heard a knock on him that he's not so great in coverage, but... So
right,
don't
right.
put him in on third down.
That's where we got that. That's where we got that dude from Carolina from, that linebacker. We suddenly have like a plethora of linebackers.
I know. It's because how we've been. I heard this on Al Galdi today. He said it's been since 2007 or 2008. So like 17 years since we've had decent linebacking squad. Like when we had like Fletcher and like Marcus Washington, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
And dude. Yeah, X Factor's calling it out. Luvu, I guess that's how you say his name, may be better than Bobby. Yeah, I think Luvu's a long-term dude. This guy looks like a freaking beast in the videos I've seen. And I can't say I've watched him play live, because who's going to watch a Panthers game, really?
But yeah, especially unless you're a true fan since 1995.
This dude is, yeah, but they're not true fans because they obviously jumped ship unless they didn't watch football before that. But anyway.
If they're younger people.
Oh, younger people. Okay. People born after 1995, they're fine. this Luvu guy, oh my gosh. I forget the rankings, but and I know you don't really care about the rankings, but he's like top six in league and linebacking and all these categories and. Oh my gosh, I'm excited about that guy.
A little bit earlier in the podcast, I said that we were talking about Peters and Dan Quinn looking at the team and just being like so many, like the vast majority of people on the team quit and they don't want those guys back. Same thing was happened with Carolina. They had the worst thing of the record this year of anybody. And they traded the number one pick.
Like an idiot. So,
oh man, David Tepper is really coming out as a bad owner.
He sucks. He may be worse than Dan Snyder. At the very least, we'll get people like paying attention to how bad their owner is for the next decade, and we'll be moving up in the ranks. But anyway, go ahead.
Which would be good, but like people there last year were quitting. So
not this Luvu guy.
Yeah, but not this Luvu dude.
I saw a video.
Did we get that chin dude from there as well?
Yeah, I saw a video of this Luvu guy in week 18 lighting people up when they had
I wonder if it was just like, dude, there's like GMs here. You need to have a good game.
Dude, imagine him in a conversation with John Allen, like, I recommend that you hit some people.
He was like, I know you recommend. It's like, I recommend it too.
When I went out for my little run today, I was thinking about this. I was like, I wonder what, because you know how John Allen was so frustrated at the end of the season and there were like, you know, not much talk, but grumblings that he might want out of Washington. And then I wonder how he feels now with all these dudes they're bringing in on the defense that actually want to play football.
And we're not saying that these people, like, we have not brought in a bunch of superstars, which makes it even better. We've got people who are filling the need. We have gaps that we're filling. We have linebackers! Linebackers, I love it!
Dude, I'm going to have lean on some people in the chat room to give us some stats on some of these guys. There's just so many of them. So the
that
other
chin dude.
The chin guy. Go ahead.
I just saw on the chat someone was asking about the chin guy. And I think he was I think his best year so far was his rookie year, kind of like Chase. And then he kind of, I think, started having injuries and stuff. So
let me see. I got him pulled up. He's 6'3", 220, safety from Southern Illinois. He's kind of tall.
Safety, yeah.
Let's see.
Saluki, I think.
Our lads, Jeremy Chin. He's from he's from right up the road from me in Fishers, Indiana. Anyway, Fishers, which is outside of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
They have his profile on here, the Arlad Scout. Anyway,
I mean, we've looked at both sides of the ball. We got a new kicker. We got that dude from McManus.
Yeah, where's he from? Like the Rams.
He was from a team, Jacksonville. I think it was at Jacksonville.
This dude didn't miss an extra point, I can tell you that, last year.
And he's been a lot better at extra points. I mean,
he's slightly better than Joey Sly as far as average from what I looked at, but I think he's really good from like 40 to 49 yards. Like really accurate from that distance. From Denver. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Washington Magic.
There we go. See, that's what you were talking about at, earlier in the podcast, being like, dude, we have so many people in our Discord room who are just on it. They have so much information to give.
Dude, these people know so much more about football than me. It's hilarious. It's awesome. I'm like, what's going on with the team? Let me get on Discord. And they're always in there.
Where have you been? I almost logged on today and was just like, hey, dudes, I've been, you know, kind of sleeping under a rock for a couple of weeks. What's been going on?
Breaking. We just cut Nick Gates. Dude, I swear, I'll find out about something. I'll be like working here at the computer and hear like on the Team 980 that we signed someone. And I'll immediately, as soon as I hear it from like, what's his face? Sheehan or whoever, I'll immediately go to type it and they'll be like, ha ha, dude, old news. And I'm like,
that's cool, dude. We already signed another guy.
Oh, and you know what else is cool that I love about our Discord room? Not to be bragging about the Discord room, but I love how everyone's kind of made it their own thing, or our own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They self-police BR. Oh my gosh.
No BR, people. No BR.
No BR allowed.
That's a good place to be.
If they get BR, they get reported to me and I give them a timeout. They get for a minute. Anyway, all right.
Dude, we've signed so many dudes.
All right, we got to go through this because we're already 16 minutes in and have only covered like one dude or two dudes or three, and we signed
Marcus Mariota.
Dude, it's like
backup. This Zach is Ertz is here.
Dude, you know what this feels like to me? This feels like those random one or two times in life where you go up to some Coke machine and you hit the button and they just start coming out for free and you're just like collecting as many as you can get. Like, dude, look what I got. All this stuff, and it's so much you can't even figure it out. All right. Let's get back to the dudes that are cut or not coming back, and we're going to give them our sayonara with a cut, even if they're just not coming back. Charles Leno Jr. last week was one of the first casualties. Didn't he save us like $7 million?
It was something along that. Like him. Cut.
David Mayo. He's unrestricted free agent, but we might as well say.
Cut.
Cornelius Lucas. I kind of like Big Luke. He's an unrestricted free agent. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back as like a backup guy, but maybe not because he's so big he couldn't play all the time. But anyway.
Yeah, we started signing people like day three, kind of. We're at the, I guess, day three of the signing or day two. But you start seeing like less and less. Like Jameson Crowder just signed with us. Efe Obada signed with us. One of the very few unrestricted free agents that we've actually brought back. I think we've only brought back three out of like over 20.
Yeah, here we go. So far that's three that we've given the cut to.
I want to give this one.
Okay.
He's an unrestricted free agent, but I really want to give this one. Tyler Larson. God! Oh, you suck!
Dude, there was a time 2 years ago how bad we were where I was like, dude, if Larson's not playing, we've lost this game because we were down to like our fifth center. All right. Abdullah Anderson.
God! Yep.
Was he the fullback? Or was he a tight end?
Alex Armagh. Alex Armagh was the fullback.
Oh, okay. Anderson was a lineman then, right? I don't even remember. Doesn't matter.
I think he was a lineman. Yeah, he was. But he's gone.
James Smith Williams. Smith James Smith Williams.
God! Oh, dude.
Logan.
One of your guys. Oh, yeah, Logan.
Logan Thomas saved us like $7 million.
He saved us like $8 million, I think.
He got us Bobby Wagner or Ertz, who we haven't talked about. Next, Logan Thomas. I'll give it again. Byron Pringle.
Kansas City Chief Pringle.
Joey Swole Sly. Is anyone crying over any of these dudes? Because I haven't heard anyone really upset about people moving on.
Dude, if you're not like at least more than a casual Redskins fan, you might not even know who all these people are.
I know. Like this guy, Curtis Brooks. Who?
I barely remember that guy. I think it was number 34.
Was he the guy that came on in the last game and made that pick? Remember, we were like, pick! Who is this dude? Who is this guy? I don't think it was him. Here's one of my favorites. Nick Gates.
Oh, yeah. God. Hang on with me.
Josh hated him, remember? Why does he keep doing that horse thing? Like he's a horse shaking off flies every time he hikes the ball.
You gotta really look for that with the center, because there's certain teams where the center's just like, huh, or the guard is like, huh, huh, like looking around and stuff, and then like taps the center.
Yeah, they like slap his leg, and somehow that's legal, but someone like squeezing their hand like this gets
exactly.
I don't know, dudes. The rules are so technical that. Yet not.
There's too many
rules. It's like they're very technical, but then there's all these exceptions that things you can do. Anyway, where was I? I digress. We got to move on for this.
I think we're about to talk about Antonio Gibson.
God! He moved on to the Patriots, I believe.
He and Jacoby Brissett both went to the Pats.
He's not even on here as a free agent cap casualty on this list. That I see.
On our lads.
But yeah, he is gone. David Bada Bing. Bada Bing. Bada Bing. Hello, dude. Sorry, dude. Hello, dude. My name's Casey Tuhill. I kind of missed Casey Tuhill. He was kind of like that guy that didn't get much playing time but made the best of it when he did.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, those last few games last year, like our defensive ends were like just shadows.
Look at the guys in the chair. Gibby is gone, and I heard he fumbled the ball on his way out. That dude fumbled so much, and we'll talk about his upgrade here in a few minutes that we got for super cheap. I think from less than Gibson's getting in New England.
Dude, running backs and safeties, this is a bad year to be a free agent as a running back or safeties, because they are and wide receivers too, because there's so many people in the draft.
All right, here we go.
And of course, like running back is just, I mean, just every year it just seems to like shrink to a smaller and smaller kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. We're not even going to get through this Adam Peters cut list brought to you by the banquet beer if we don't hurry up.
Dude, another dude, your dog from the offensive line, Sadiq
Charles. Didn't he sign somewhere? He's not even on this cap casualty list.
He signed with the Titans.
Enjoy. The Nashville Necks, as we like to refer
to. Enjoy the Nashville neck world.
Let's see. Kalik Hudson.
God!
Dylan. Wait, Brandon Dillon? Who the heck is that?
He's an exclusive rights free agent. They don't even have a picture of him on commanders.com. He's like that dude that they. Who was it that they brought up on that Monday Night Football?
Milo Effler.
They didn't have his picture.
No, they had his picture. They didn't have the video. So everyone else was like moving around, and then they bring him up, everyone and it's like,
"Yo, Brandon Sheriff, Iowa." You know, and he was just like.
He didn't say anything. It was like, blah, 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 Blackfoot High School. And then, I'll never forget it, dude. It was hilarious. As my daughters would say, he's an NPC.
NPC.
All right. Okay. Where were we? I'm trying to go down this list. Cameron Curl, he's not coming back.
No,
he might. Like, if no one signs him, he didn't sign anywhere yet, has he?
I don't think so.
He might have to come back for a pay cut.
I know. I mean, it's another one of those like there's a gluttonous mass there at safety, and safeties just aren't going to get paid unless you're like one of the top two or so.
Yep. Yep. Terrell Burgess.
Cut!
We have to give everyone their due, man. Everyone gets the respect of having their individual cut sound played when they leave the team.
Cut. That guy might have been number 34. I'm not sure.
Cut, traded, or otherwise. Let's go. DeJon Harris. Did I already say him?
No, DeJon Harris. Cut!
Curtis Samuel, who we already spoke of, went to the...
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Cut!
Your favorite... Cody 7-yard deep Martin.
Cody Martin is the epitome of a guy who gets a lot of tackles, and you know when a linebacker has a lot of tackles, they're either really good or they're really bad.
Yeah.
And the line in front of him is either really good or really bad.
Dude, Barton sucked. And remember how, like, proud... this was like... Think about this, dude. All these guys were signing, which we haven't even gotten to yet, because we're talking about the guys who are shipping out. Like, in the time... like, in times gone by, remember it was like us, like, well, we can't cut these guys because we don't know if we're going to be able to get someone to come play here that's better than them. Now it's just like, dude... Here's your stuff.
Bobby Wagner, man.
It's like Adam Peters is throwing the stuff out on the lawn and locking the door behind him and be like, we'll find someone else. You guys suck. Like, we'll find someone. I don't care if we have to go down to CC's, but you guys aren't getting on the field anymore. You suck. Get out.
He slams the door and everyone's like out in the backyard, like in the woods, like behind it. And then you hear... And you hear the door, the light deadbolt just go click. Because everyone's in the backyard like they can't even speak because they don't know what just happened.
It's like that scene from Weird Al's movie, UHF, where they're working in the burger joint and that big, like, fat woman that, like, runs the place, like, takes them and just, like, throws them and they go, like, 100 miles up in the air. It's like that. All right. Anyway. I think Big Edna was her name. Big Edna. Big Edna.
I always think Large Marge because of the Pee-wee.
No, it's Pee-wee. Big Edna is from this movie. Tell him Large Marge sent you. All right, here we go. Let's get back to the business at hand because we got a lot to cover here. Let's see. Did I say? Yes, I did. Alex Armand, you know, the other AA guy.
Yep. See ya. Cut.
Jabril Cox.
Did they cut him?
Yeah, I don't even. He only played like one game for us or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, he's not playing here anymore. And Derek
Cox reminds me of that dude that we had as, wasn't he a linebacker? And then he ended up tearing both his ACLs. Like he started in preseason. He played like one preseason game and tore an ACL. And then the next year in practice, he tore his ACL before the very first game.
Yeah, well, who was that dude? I'm trying to remember. And he was actually a pretty well-known player, and then he ended up playing for, like, the DC Defenders last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah. He was a Saints draft pick, I think.
What was his name? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah. Makes me think of that guy.
Who does? Derek Gore?
Cut! No, the one before.
Oh, and did we throw one out for Sam Howell?
Cut!
Oh, yeah. So the Sam Howell trade, I guess we got to talk about that, huh?
I'm done with the free agent casualty cap list. Those are the dudes making space for these new guys we're bringing in, so we can start on those guys.
Yeah.
Here we go. Take over for a minute. I need water here. Been talking 30 minutes straight, just going through
30
cuts.
30 minutes straight. All right, so dudes, Sam Howell got traded. Peter said, I didn't draft this guy. I don't like this guy. It's time to trade him, I guess. He's got Marcus Mariota as his backup now because no one thinks Marcus Mariota could really start because he gets injured if someone sneezes on him. But having him as a backup and I guess he's kind of a versatile backup because he can move with his legs, but again, he gets injured really easily.
I don't like this dude.
About who?
Mariota. I don't like him. I don't like him.
I don't like him either. He was part of that group that year where we got Carson Wentz. And he was one of the people like, well, maybe we can get Mariota. And that was the same thing. I was saying the same thing that year, like 2 years ago. I was like, we can't get that guy. He gets injured if he, like, crosses the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does. He knows he's a backup. He knows he's at that level, though. That's what he's going to do.
Also, I heard people, and I didn't see this happen, but apparently the last team, where was he last year again?
He was with the Eagles. He was at the Atlanta before that. Then he went to the Eagles last year as the backup.
I want to say people said that he just quit on Atlanta, like just stopped. But I don't know the whole story. But I've heard that in the chat room that he just quit when he played for them.
Well, they've got that Adam Smith guy down there as the coach, and he just doesn't seem like a real football kind of guy. He seems like he's kind of a dumbass. Honestly.
His name's Adam Smith. Is that right? It's something else, isn't it? Adam Smith? I don't know. We're throwing out BR left and right. Talk about the trade. The deal.
So Seattle, the Seahawks, Aaron's favorite team, received Howell.
I hate them.
A fourth round draft pick, a number 102 overall. Now remember these numbers. Fourth round draft pick we're giving them. 102 overall, and a sixth rounder at 179. In exchange for the picks in the third, 78th pick, so it's 102 down to 78, and a fifth, which is 179 down to 152.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, those two upgrades of those two picks going into the one earlier round, and that's what we're getting for Howell.
Yeah,
he still has 2 years at like $1 million a year. Like this guy is so cheap to keep. I was really surprised that they didn't want to keep him, but I guess they were just like, he's got history with the old club. He tried to start. He just needs to go somewhere.
He's shell shocked too because of us.
He's shell shocked. So we sent him to like the nether regions, like out to Washington State.
Seahawks.
People used to go to die, but now they've had like a Super Bowl.
Think about Adam Peters, dude. What he did with this. We had Sam Howell that we got in the fifth round.
Right.
He played for us an entire season and sucked so that we could get a high draft pick. Then he traded him as a reward for sucking so bad. Not only did we get the second overall pick, but Sam Howell brought us a fourth?
No. Brought us a third and a fifth for a fourth and a sixth.
Okay, and I looked at it this way. At first, I was like, wait, how does this math work out? Well, we didn't want him in. And someone said that the trade value equivalent is like the bottom of the third round, early fourth round pick for Sam Howell once you average in all the picks. But you could also look at it this way, and someone posted this in the chat room earlier today. It's like we moved up the picks that we had by like 25 places each, thereabouts, which is almost an entire round. It's like we upgraded our both two picks up almost an entire round if there's 32 picks in a round, which I think there is.
Maybe. A fourth round pick, number 102 overall, became a third round pick, number 78, and a sixth round pick, number 179, became a fifth round pick, number 152.
And we've got like six picks in the top 100, if I'm not mistaken.
And we traded
six.
Sam Howell. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And Sam Howell wasn't going to fit in there anyway because he just wasn't. You know, he's not. At this point, we're obviously going to draft a young quarterback here in the second pick. But at this point, if you look at Sam Howell, he doesn't fit in as like the. He's not going to start over one of these superstar rookie guys because why would we draft someone that early? And he can't be like a – like I could have seen us keeping Jacoby Brissett to kind of mentor this dude, but Sam Howell can't do that because he's too young.
Exactly. I think that's one of the biggest things about him because, I mean, when I saw that we brought in Marcus Mariota, I went from we're never going to trade Sam Howell to going,
Because Mariota
– he's so cheap. He's so cheap on his rookie contract.
And Mariota, don't forget how brilliant this is also. He sucks. He's good enough that he could be a decent backup if we need him. but he sucks enough so that you don't have to worry about a quarterback controversy. It's not like people are going to be like, dude, I think Mariota should be playing, not this dude.
Dude, you're talking about Washington.
There will be a quarterback controversy. There's always a quarterback controversy.
Yeah, there is. Depending on whoever we get.
All right, so that trade, I think, was masterful by Adam Peters.
It was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, and Big Nut is saying Peters and Quinn, let them cook. Is our little things not popping up here anymore?
What, on the...
On the thing, or am I just not seeing them? Anyway.
No, yeah, they're coming up. They're okay. Coming up. Someone even posted from the YouTube.
Okay, sweet.
Right, because I saw the little smiley face dancing around on our screen.
I need to figure out how to make it so that if people post pictures in there that they can come up, because it only brings up text. But I don't know. That might be a bad thing. Like if they post inappropriate.
Hey, here's a picture. Whoa.
Anyway, Big Nut's Big Nut is putting up a picture right now of these teams. Have dominated free agency, according to PFF, your nemesis. The Houston Texans have an A. The Washington Redskins have an A.
The Houston Texans having an A after having such a good rookie season with the quarterback. That's pretty surprising. That's good for them, though.
Those are the only two A's, and then there's some other A minuses, including the Giants, which have they been doing that great in the free agency?
They got that quarterback. Yeah. Burns. That was a big trade right there.
That was a good trade. But then they lost like Barkley to the Eagles.
To the Eagles. Dude.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. I don't want to think about that right now. Let's think about our own team. And
let's talk about our own team and Austin Eckler, former San Diego Superchargers, who decided to come over here to the other end of the country.
Dude, we're going to have him and Brian Robinson back there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That dude, I think...
If Austin Eckler stays healthy, we got a good 1-2 punch.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about him. I'm really excited about him. And what did Gibson get in New England? I'd like to compare that deal with Eckler. And,
no. Let me see if I can find that.
The Wells Fargo wagon's coming round the bend.
Oh, and dude, we were talking about people like the year with Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota, and another guy that was running around out there for that was Garoppolo, and I think he's looking for another team as well. Just every quarterback that year just sucks so bad.
Dude,
everyone was just like mediocre and bad, man.
I don't know why this happens, but I always confuse Garoppolo with Mariota. Like to me,
the flying Hawaiian with the guy that looks like he was in The Godfather Part One.
I don't know why. Really? I just do. I just confuse those two. Andrew, whatever Gibson got, he'll probably drop it. Oh my gosh. Did you find that contract? I'm gonna look since no one in Discord's helping us out, so we're gonna have to actually do some work.
What?
Come on, dudes. After I bragged on you over there. And that Discord room, by the way, the fastest news agency in the entire world, completely free of fake news, a.k.a. BR, a.k.a. Bleacher Report. It's Discord. Wait, sorry. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. And if you're watching the podcast, it's in the bottom right corner of the screen, in case you forget. And while you're down there, you can look at our hog line. You can call and leave us a funny message. And if it's any good, we'll put it on the podcast. 202-735-1788. And also, while you're down there... all right, let me look this up. Antonio... No one's gotten this yet? Come on, dudes. Ah! Washington Magic coming through! I think.
Oh!
Well, I can't read this. There's too many numbers, Washington. He got... 2.35 and 25 with some bonuses up to 2 million in incentives, and then 2.85 and 26 with up to 2 million more maximum incentives. Yeah. So he can get
He's yeah, but he's definitely not at the Eckler because he's got like 11.5 or 11.65 billion.
Okay, so he didn't get as much, but dude, Eckler.
That's also only 2 years. So
I also saw something that Eckler had more touchdowns in the last 2 years than all of our running backs combined have had.
I believe it, and it seems like that guy's like been injured more often than not the last couple of years, but I don't really know that much about him to make sure. But I mean, dude, it's like Carolina. Like why do you want to play for San Diego Superchargers? Why do you want to play there with their cheap owner? You want to get out of places like Carolina or there, San Diego.
Yeah, you want to come somewhere with a good owner like Josh Harris and Adam Peters. Like, it's free agency time. Let's go.
Let's go.
And so you mentioned this a little bit. A lot of these players, like that we're about to get into, that are coming here because of Dan Quinn.
They want to be here and work with the guy and we have a good owner.
Bobby Wagner, Dan Quinn guy, all these Cowboys, which I'm not happy about.
All these Cowboys, they cut that dude, Stephon Diggs' brother. We still might sign him.
They cut Trevon Diggs?
I thought they did, didn't they?
Oh my gosh. If they did, I want that guy. Because his son is hilarious. I want to see more videos of him. Like that one did you see the one about him talking about Terry McLaurin, his son? And he was like, man, you got cooked, Dad. And he was like, how many touchdowns did he have against you? And he was like, 3. And he was like, no, he had 1. He's like, he's a kid. He's like 8 years old. He's hilarious. And so, he was like, man, you trash. To his own dad. Oh, man. Anyway, okay.
Dang.
I don't think he got cut.
I thought they could, but maybe not.
I would have heard about it.
His son's name is Aiden with 2 A's. Aiden. Like Aaron.
Yeah. If he would have got cut, I'd be saying pick him up, but I don't think he did. I think that was BR that you're spreading.
I think that might have been because this was at the like 4 or 5 days ago, and they were talking about, you know what? I think I heard that they were going to cut him, and then we figured out that the salary cap was like $25 million more than we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, that seemed to save a lot of people. That's a huge salary cap jump from last year, by the way. I guess it's getting over the whole like COVID thing.
Dude, before we get too much into the rest of these Cowboys that signed and everything, I wanted to say this about the linebacker core. Because I heard Al Galdi talking about this, and it was an interesting point. That with bringing in Luvu, is that how you say it? Luvu? Luvu? I guess so, if he's Hawaiian. Or is he a Samoan? Luvu. Hawaiian?
Samoans do the Humpty Hump, dude. Not Hawaiians.
It's Samoans. Samoans. Get it right. They get really mad if you don't say it right, dude.
Are they really mad at the Digital Underground for saying Samoans?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Samoans. Anyway, I lost my train. Here's what I was getting at here. With the signing of those two guys, it's been speculated and thrown around in the interwebs that Dan Quinn may want to be using Jamin Davis as the Micah Parsons type role, where he's like this hybrid defensive end rushing roving guy, and he doesn't have to worry about covering and all this stuff.
Dude,
and I was like, that's interesting.
From college, dude's fast.
He was fast. He's fast.
Ron Rivera just screwed everybody up.
Dude, he's that good at using people's talents. He would rather have someone have kind of good talent on a lot of positions instead of being like, oh, you're good at this? Well, I'm going to use you like this. It's like he doesn't have any creative juices. Like, we just need someone that's good everywhere. It's like, it's not how it works. You have to have you have the good kid and the smart kid. We've talked about it time and time again.
Good kid and the smart kid.
What is the pod on now? Is Firefly for real? Is he for real?
What?
Is the pod on now? This is the same dude that was like asking us if Bobby Wagner was any good.
Bobby Wagner.
Is the pod on now? Yeah, it is, dude. Anyway.
Yes.
So that's interesting about the linebackers thing. We're not early.
Sorry, dude.
Our time changed.
Daylight savings time, just like that 2 week window between us and the UK, like at both ends of that like screws up that when you're trying to watch soccer over here.
What? I've been cut already? You gotta watch that time change until Congress like votes it to stay. They're trying to vote it in, right? So it stays this time all year round. They can't even like get together and agree on something like that. But anyway,
they can't agree on the color of the sidewalk, man. Anyway, dude, so
kind of tannish gray.
So you were talking about Luvu. We also got Anthony Pittman from the Tiger or from the Alliance or Bears.
Wait, what?
We got Anthony Pittman from the Tiger or from the Lions.
What win?
I'm thinking the Detroit Tigers instead of Lions.
When did we get that guy?
I think we signed him today.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about him. Tell me more.
He was an undrafted free agent in 2019. He's played in 52 games, 2 starts, and recorded 12 total tackles, 3 quarterback hits, not sacks, and a forced fumble. This guy is still better than David Mayo.
Is he any good? He's been cut a bunch from Detroit. Detroit waived. Detroit
he's still
practice
better than
squad.
Any
Detroit
linebacker
waived.
We had last year, except for maybe Jamin Davis. And we'll see about that.
Did we sign this dude for the league minimum? Because maybe they know something about this guy that his stats aren't showing here. I don't know. Anyway, he could be a camp body or he could be good.
Everyone's going to be better than what we had.
It's true. And he was probably going to be cheaper than Cody Barton, who, if you're going to suck, at least get someone cheap that sucks.
Cody Barton and David Mayo. Ah!
Oh, my goodness, me. What is this? So Big Nuts putting up, like, statistics and junk over here. Atlanta Falcons are the number one in 2024 improvement index, followed closely by us. Awesome.
Yeah, because like I said a little bit ago, we haven't had like super impactful signings. We got that one guy from Dallas that's going to be pretty good. Apparently, we got that Luva guy who is going to be good. But most of these guys are just filling holes and upping the position that they're in compared to the guys before. Because we had some guys that would have only played for like the bottom 4 teams in the league or working at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Dude, but you can say that, but I am looking at the guys that we've picked so far. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we haven't spent a ton of money or anything. And I think Kenny Ken said earlier today, this was probably before we made like 4 extra pickups today, but he said earlier today that we still have like $50 million in salary cap space. And I'm looking at our lad sheet right here, dude, and they're projecting... We'll come back and talk about all these guys individually, but they're predicting that Nick Allegretti will start at left guard, or as of today, he's the first.
Yeah.
Tyler Biadez, the center from Dallas.
From Dallas, yeah. Because who's going to start ahead of either one of those guys? They're like penciled right in.
Starter. So that's 2 so far. Keep track with me. Zach Ertz, who we'll come back and talk about, is the starter as of now. Mariota as of now, but he's not going to be. Eckler, right. Starter. So we're take Marcus Mariota out of there. And I definitely think Zach Ertz, hopefully we'll get another tight end, maybe. But we've got 4 on the roster
now.
Or
maybe these coaches can actually get like Frosted Haas to do something.
I know,
all
maybe.
Do anything. When he played at Vaderito, he was like catching balls all day long. You see him on like the late night games.
Yeah,
Mountain West Conference, and you see like him going out there, and I know it's against Mountain West Conference like teams, but he was just catching balls left and right. I was really pumped about having that dude.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything.
I'm glad you brought that up about the coaching being able to get him to do something, because I remember hearing It was McLaurin, and he was in an interview, and he was talking about how this offense, the offense that Bieniemy was running, you had to get your body in be at a certain place at a certain time. And the way that people were describing it is they weren't able to like get open as much as people on other teams because they had to be in a very specific place rather than kind of feeling the route a little bit more, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes
sense. Dude, just speaking of late night football, Saturday night football, look for UCLA this next year because he's the offensive coordinator there. And just look at what they're going to try to do on offense. And I mean, the guy, obviously, I think it really turned out that he really can't coach. He really can't be a head coach of a football team at this point.
No one gave him a call, did they?
Nope.
All right.
There's something that a lot of NFL executives know that I don't know if we'll ever get out, but I mean, we saw a good amount of it with him in Washington over the last year. And the whole thing is when he left, he was like, I'm going to do this opportunity. He basically was just like, screw you, Washington, when he left. So he was like, I've done so much stuff, and I've done this, and I've done that, and blah, 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 and he left.
And we're like, okay.
And we're just like, okay, 4-13, see you later. Thanks for ruining this fifth-round quarterback that we had.
Wait, does Firefly think that we're joking and there's not really a podcast happening? Oh, no, he's in here now. I see him. Wait, I've been cut already? All right.
That's not exactly what he said.
Well, anyway, like what you were saying, you're right. Maybe these coaches can get more out of these dudes, like the whole Jam and Davis idea. And
I think there's going to be a lot of that this year with individual people like Jamin Davis, especially. I think that's going to be the number one. Working on the receivers, you know, that $50 million that we have, maybe $60 million salary cap space, there's going to be like a good left tackle or a good receiver that we want to sign. Mike Williams was looking like he wants to get out. I heard that Mike Evans wanted to get out of.
He re-signed.
He resigned. Yeah, okay. I thought I heard he resigned.
Tampa? That guy? That's who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's just dude, that guy would be awesome to have on this team because it doesn't matter. You could have you or me at quarterback. This guy would still catch 1,000 yards and like 10 touchdowns a year. That guy can play with anybody.
Yeah.
That guy is 100% a Joe Gibbs kind of receiver.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe Gibbs, while you just made me think about this, they've also, in addition to everything else, the changes they've made, the Redskins media team has gotten a lot better, and they're making this thing called the Commander's Log, and episode one this year, I think, it goes mm-hmm. through the whole thing with Adam Peters signing and Dan Quinn signing, and they have the entire like phone call on there with Dan Quinn talking to Joe Gibbs when he like first came into the building.
Yeah.
And that was cool to see. Those guys did a good job with that. So if you haven't seen it, you can find it on YouTube. But anyway, back to our task at hand here. So back to the number of starters so far that is being projected as of right now. Take Mariota away. Eckler, yes, he can start. Armstrong, Dorrance, Armstrong from Dallas, they have him slotted at the left defensive end starting. His backup, Dante Fowler from Dallas, who we also picked up.
Fowler. Yeah.
So our top dudes, well, we didn't really have any dudes. We had Casey Tuhill and whoever else was like filling in after like Montez Sweat and Chase went. But anyway, all right, so we have those dudes, and then this guy Clelin Ferrell, who I didn't really know anything about, they have him listed as a starter at the other defensive end. And these dudes are not, like you said, they're not expensive guys, but we're getting starters with these picks for cheap, which means they're better than anyone that we had.
Yeah, exactly. Like Doris Armstrong and Tyler Biadas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're two Cowboys, but I look at it this way, especially now because people have much less loyalty as players to teams as they did in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to talk like to the Hogs from the early 80s, like Grimm or Jacoby, and ask them, and they hate Cowboys.
They freaking hate them as much as the fans. But players today don't care. They really don't.
Players don't care. I mean, all we have done is made the Cowboys the worst team by taking three players from their team. Although that Dante Fowler Jr. is, I think he's a special teamer at best. But the other two guys are starting.
Do they have him slotted above F.A. Obata? I'm just saying. but yeah, look at this thing. If you have Discord up on your screen, scroll up to what Big Nut posted about the improvement index. Not only do we go up by, I don't know what these are based on, but 35 points we went up. And at the same time, Dallas went down by negative 25. That's a 55-point swing in improvement.
Dallas is so lucky that we had this humongous raise in the salary cap this year. Going back to that, I just because it really looked like they were going to have to clean house, and then we got this humongous raise for every team, and that's made a lot of a difference.
I'm not done.
Just makes me mad.
Dude, I'm still not done with the starters that we've already gotten in like 3 days.
3 days.
Okay, next middle linebacker, Bobby Wagner. 8-time Pro Bowler. Had 182 tackles last year. 183.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's a Super Bowl winner. He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot for that guy.
Yeah.
And if he can play that that role that London Fletcher did and came in late in his career and kind of like led the defense, even though he wasn't what he used to be. London Fletcher played, how many years did he play for us at such a high level? He was getting old then when he got there.
It was 3 or 4.
Yeah. And he became like the leader, and everything I hear about Bobby Wagner is he's just like a super dude, super leader.
Oh.
And
I still can't, even though he's not at his prime. I'm just flabbergasted that he's come to this team. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a humongous help.
Knock on wood, he played every game last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, and like there's something about that middle linebacker position where it's like the quarterback of the defense. You know, you're in there.
Yeah.
You pull team rallies around. The teams are always rallying around linebackers, in my opinion, for like good defenses. I don't know why. A good defense always has a solid leading linebacker.
Exactly. It's kind of like the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah. And when we have like David Mayo and like freaking Cody Barton wearing that green dot in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We become the last defense in the league.
Like they tried to get Jamin Davis to do that, and he wasn't doing well. I swear someone, we're going to have like 2 or 3 or maybe more people that this year we're going to be like, oh, Forbes might be good. We don't know, but he might be good with good coaches. Forbes, he's like my size.
Oh my gosh.
He's tiny, man. He's a skinny dude.
Oh, look at this, dude. Back up to, we just said that Dorrance Armstrong is going to be slotted as our new starter. Mm-hmm. Washington Magic just put up, I wish I could figure out how to bring the pictures up from Discord. If anyone knows how to do that, please let me know. We're using the software called OBS. So if you know how to get that on there, let me know. But anyway, it's comparing Dorrance Armstrong Jr. to Chase Young. That dude.
Oh, that dude that we drafted in the first round that was supposed to be like a generational talent. He sucks. Yeah.
Okay. Is he on any team right now? I don't think he is.
Not. I was saving that caveat for a little bit later. I was going to be like, by the way, Chase Young, not signed with anybody.
Head-to-head between these two dudes. Overall stats. Head-to-head against each other. Chase Young is, what does it say, 3-0? And Dorrance Armstrong Jr. is 0-3? What?
That's impossible.
No, because they've beat us. But anyway, let's just look at the other stats. I don't know what that means, but anyway, they have 93 games for Dorrance Armstrong, 43 for Chase Young, so he's played twice as many games. AV, what is that? What's AV? Guys, am I an idiot? What's an AV?
Dude, it's obviously audiovisual. I don't know what else it would be.
I'm trying to read these stats and I feel like I'm an idiot. I don't know what they mean. It's like, hey, dudes, this tells you the shows you the differences between Chase Young and Dorrance Armstrong. And I'm like, what is this? They haven't. There's no way Chase Young is 3-0. Oh, he was injured last year, but we didn't sweep Dallas the year before. But was Chase Young injured? Maybe it just so happened the games they weren't injured in.
It may have done that. Yeah, that may have been the whole thing.
All right, I have no idea what AV is. Anyone that does, pipe up. But Chase Young has better AV. It's like they're mad.
I doubt that.
It's their Madden skills, dude.
Yeah, really. awareness.
I'm guessing SK is sacks, right? SK, yeah. Sacks. Dorrance Armstrong has 23.5 to Chase Young's. I don't know if we can really compare these stats, though, because Dorrance Armstrong has twice as many games. So
he was playing opposite Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference for any player. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if we can really compare that. I don't really know what those stats are showing.
I don't know what AV means, but I think this Armstrong guy is better than Chase Young, and I'm glad we got him.
Yeah, me too. Even though he's a Dallas Cowboy for life, I'm glad we got him because Chase Young was a bust. Another one in the long line of busts for us that is changing now with adults running the team.
If we can figure out anything to get Forbes to make Forbes like an NFL player, I'll just be like stunned that our front office and our coaches are that good.
Oh yeah,
Ron Rivera is going to go down as, I mean, it really is the worst drafting since like the mid to late 90s. I mean, it's just terrible draft.
He's not even drafts. The free agents that he brought in, Norwell, like those dudes. These guys are coming in. They're gonna shirt up the line. It's like they suck. They suck worse than the other guys.
I know, and I don't think he was able to get anyone better because no one wanted to come to Washington.
Until now. Now they're like beating down the doors. We still have more starters that we've gotten in the last few days that we haven't gone through. Brandon McManus, the kicker.
The kicker and the Tyler Ott is the long snapper.
We got a long snapper, and we kept Tress Way, which I'm good because they said he might be a cap casualty, and I'm glad they didn't cut him, even though he had kind of a down year, because he's basically been the glue that's held this fragile team together the last 5-10 years or however long he's played.
All I have to say about Tress Way is MVP.
MVP. MVP.
Why does it say Tress Way with Chicago? What? With C.
I don't know. What are you looking at?
Oh, that's where he was drafted by.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he got drafted. No, he was a free agent signing in 2013, and then they waived him during the preseason.
The only team that have kickers that we cut and they go on to like 12 to 15 year careers with other teams, huh?
Yeah.
Bears do that too.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what it meant. I was like, we did not trade him to Chicago.
Oh, man. That would suck.
Okay.
All the way around.
So anyway, yeah, all those starters, dude. Oh.
All of these starters.
Yeah, I'm done. That's all of them. So that's one. Yeah, Tyler Ott, long snapper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm not going to count Mariota. 8, 9, 10 starters that we've gotten in 3 days. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What happened? All of a sudden, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay. Okay.
Don't freak me out like that, dude. It's usually my fault.
That's why I was like, man, I gotta look. Hold on.
Wiggle the wire, John. Give it a good tug.
I was giving myself a very, very long throat clearance.
Oh, you know, okay.
I try to meet that. My bad. My bust.
Dude, I don't want to know about that. Anyway, let's go into some of these other guys a little more in depth on this very special, a very special Harry Hog football.
Harry Hog football.
Adults running the team. Nick Allegretti. This guy was a backup guard for the Chiefs. And I know we've been burned by getting a lineman from, well, basically anyone we've gotten from Andy Reid has not been good. Let's face it.
Ever.
Name one.
Ever. Nope.
What comes to mind is Wiley.
Yeah.
From last year. Sucked. He's still on the team, by the way.
Donovan McNabb.
Horrible.
Alex Smith, who a few people still like to defend, and that's cool and everything, but boy,
Oh my gosh. Okay, enough about him.
Alex Smith. Sorry, I fell asleep.
It's all positivity. So it's all positivity from here on out, dude. All positive.
Yeah, absolutely. All right,
so let's look at this guy. Nick Allegretti was a backup, but he came in when, what's his face? Tunney? Anyway, their starting guard went down in the, I guess, championship game or right before it. He played that whole game, and then he played the entire Super Bowl with a torn
UCL.
And he just played anyway. 79 snaps is what they said.
You can play. You can play. If your UCL tears, you can still play. But, I mean, you know, I can't imagine it's comfortable.
And people were saying that they were going to lose the Super Bowl when they left their starting – because they lost their starting left guard. And this guy came through, like, with flying colors. So he's a tough dude that we got there. And if there's something you want on the line, it's tough dudes. Big, fat, fatty, tough dudes. It's what you want.
But you know the last person that I used to say – that I said that about on the Redskins Commanders line?
Jeff Bostic?
No, it was about Wiley, because the best game of his life was that Super Bowl, and he didn't, like, give up a single sack. It was the best game of his career. And then you guys saw what he looked like here.
He sucked. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I still think we need to get some more tackles, definitely. I'm a little concerned about that moving forward. But let's just talk a little more about the guys that we've actually gotten.
About all the guys we've actually gotten.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So much here. Okay. So this Allegretti guy, I don't know if he's going to end up being the starter when the season rolls around, because I think we're going to add some dudes. But.
And don't forget, we've got that dude from Arkansas, that dude that you like, that we drafted, Stromberg. We got that guy coming back.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Big Nut just posted. Listen to this. The five largest cap hits from your friend Grant Pawson. among the 12 new Commanders free agents added. The highest hit is $4.9 million by Dorrance Armstrong.
The fifth highest hit is from the kicker. $3.6
million. Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. So we basically got 5 starters for, let me do some quick math. 9.
All right. I see what Firefly said. He had one leg, John. One leg. Dude, we were at that game.
Under
29. We were at that game.
Oh, the game where he got injured?
Man.
Oh, we were at that game. We didn't really see. It didn't look bad from where we are miles away, though, but.
Yeah, it didn't look bad from where you are, but then when he just stayed on the turf for a while, you started figuring out what was going on.
But he was sucking before that. It's not like he was playing well. And then that game, he sucked. We were like 6-2, I believe, at the time, but he wasn't playing very well.
He's so boring. He's so boring. It's like in soccer when you play an all-defensive team. You, like, park the bus. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Get attack.
So we got all these cheap dudes. Oh, I'm totally loving Adam Peters' approach right now. I can't even say it enough.
Dude, what's so good about this thing with Peters and Quinn and all the other coaches is that they've got so many connections throughout the NFL, just going through all these different teams. Bobby Wagner worked with Quinn like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
11 years ago. But he still remembered him. And these people want to play for him, even though this is always the caveat, 28-3. You got to win a Super Bowl or you're going to be a bust.
Yeah. Dude, it's pretty amazing what they've done in such a short period of time. Remember, Adam Peters has only been working here for like a month. And Quinn.
Yeah, yeah, that is very true. I mean, both their teams were in the playoffs. One of them went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway, I've been pretty impressed.
We're still going to either make a big trade or a big signing in free agency, kind of person.
Yeah. Or two.
Or we're going to, or, and we're not going to focus on this episode, but just put this out there, or it's going to be a trade with the Bears for the number one pick because they're not keeping Justin Fields.
There's been a lot of talk in the Discord room about quarterbacks and stuff, but I don't think we should go into it on this episode because
yeah, exactly.
We could go for like three more hours if we do this.
We've got like 4, 5, or 6 weeks until the draft, so we're gonna hold on to that. We're gonna hold on to that position.
But I would advise you to go into drop your behind into the chat room and pontificate on your ideas for the quarterback situation. I'm talking to you, dude, not them. You go in there because they're like, "Where's John? What's he thinking about this?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
I almost posted on the in the Discord chat today. I was going to be like, "Hey guys, I've been like sleeping under a rock for about 2 weeks. So anything going on?"
Yeah, we signed a couple of dudes. That's all.
We signed a couple of dudes. I hear.
But
But you know what? What it comes down to, we've got a lot of guys. We've like upgraded so many positions. We still got more to fill in, but I think we're definitely going in the right direction so far, and it's fantastic.
And we have many draft picks. High ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited about the team in...
At least 10 years.
A decade?
At least since 2012.
Since we got RG3, and I'm at a level like... That was one of those things where it was like this wow pick. And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy is so exciting. This is like more foundational. This is not like
this is like, I mean, first thing they started doing was like trying to build in the trenches and the offense and defense the way you should build a football team. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. Anyway, let's give some shout outs to all the dudes. I want to give a special shout out to Kenny Cannon Canada because he's been like on it in the Discord room. With all the news and everything.
Heck yeah.
This dude's on it. But let's give a shout out to the people that are in there right now. Should we round this thing out? Because an hour and 15 minutes in. It's going to take me like 2 hours to upload this thing. I might run out of hard drive space. But anyway, okay, let's round it out. You guys can keep talking. I thought Kenny Ken was going to come on the show tonight, but I don't see him in here. So
he's got like six kids, man. He's working.
Hey, what's up? There's Texas Core Man 100 over in the YouTube room. Let's give a shout out. Let's give a shout out here. We got a bunch of them. All right. Everyone's pumped, man. All right. Here, hold on. I lost my sound effects. The outro sound effects. Okay, probably have to play this a couple times. There it is.
There it is.
All right, like and give a shout out to everyone that's in YouTube and in the Discord room. Let's go through here. X Factor 357, Texas Corman 100, Big Nut, Firefly from Scotland.
Scotland.
Maya 0724. Who is the Commander's quarterback? You'll see.
We'll find out in a month and a half.
That's for another episode, my friend. C-Jack 17. Washington Magic.
Yeah. Comerton.
Ian 28.
Yeah. Baby,
Andrew. John. Oh, that's you.
John Shaft.
John Shaft. Aaron. Die Easy Skins fan. Dude, Washington Magic was asking him about Troy Apke in here, I see. I don't know where he is. He's probably still hiding on the team somewhere.
He's probably on, like, injured reserve and is still under contract because they have to keep him.
Yeah. David Herzing was in here. Did I miss anyone? Oh, let's look over here. I think we got everyone. Sorry if I missed you. There's too many people going through here for me to keep track of.
Too many notes.
Anyway, check us out on wherever you get your podcasts. tinyurl.com/HarryHF is the Discord room. Hogline 202-735-1788. You can send us an email at hhfpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Harry Hog. Did I forget anything?
Big Doug, he's put that picture up in here before.
It's like a pig wearing
a Dallas Cowboys thong.
And because of that, dude, we can't allow people to actually put the Discord pictures right.
Exactly. Well, dude, thanks to you, I got my Slim Jurgens sign helmet. Twice as nice.
You like that?
Bam.
It's for Harrison, double superpower for the game, man. Show them what else you got, dudes. Oh, I got to talk about the algorithm before we go.
Oh, yeah, the algorithm got me. I don't know if the camera will pick this up. Oh, there we go. Say no to steroids with Charles Mann.
And?
Ernest Biner, look at my sock.
And you can't see it.
Sorry, I got a good picture on there. There we go.
Hold it by your face, dude, because it's like trying to green screen it out. Okay, and now what's on the other side of that card, dude?
Oh, nothing really exciting. It's just a couple of pictures of Charles Mann hanging out at the beach. You know, just doing dude things that dudes do, man. That's just what he does.
So here, we have to talk about the algorithm. So you know how people are trying to use AI these days for, like, worthy things? I have set up an AI algorithm that goes out and scours eBay and looks for that Charles Mann card. Show it again. Looks for this Charles Mann card with him, like, standing there with the football without the shirt on. And every time it finds that card for under $2, it immediately buys it and sends it to John.
Dude, when this dude set this one, he put the Turner Spire picture in. It's just like, hey, look at my towel.
It's like, I'm going to get an eBay bill for like $300, and John's just flooded in these cards.
I'm getting all these slightly bizarre cards.
Anyway, dudes.
Man.
I'm glad we're all back as a team. We're back, dudes.
All
we're back.
All around, including the Washington football team. Everybody's back.
We're back.
We're back.
Anyway.
There he is. 7.
All right, dudes.
Yo!
We'll talk to you guys next week. What did I miss? Kenny Kinn, what did I miss? You missed the whole thing, dude. We talked all about how we just heard that Sam Howell got traded. Anyway.
And that Curtis Samuel went to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Dude, I've been playing the round out.
Quarterbacks yet, so yeah. I know that's something you want to talk about going forward, so we're going to have a show coming up shortly about quarterbacks.
And maybe Kenny Kinn will actually make it on for that one.
He might. It's going to be an interesting one when we decide once and for all as fans who we should draft with the number 2 pick, or maybe perhaps the number 1 pick, because I'm not putting anything past Adam Peters on this draft.
Oh, dude, maybe Kenny Ken didn't know that. Maybe Kenny Ken didn't know about the time change either.
Oh yeah, true.
I don't know. Do they do the time change in Canada? I don't know. Oh, he wants the.
I really don't know.
We are the commanders. We are the commanders.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins. And if you see a Cowboys fan,
sorry we keep taking your players. God!
Joker!